Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This might get a little deep.
I love a deep cut.
That's what she said.
So like, I don't know. My apologies if it does. But
like spiritual deep or something?
It might get a little heavy, maybe.
Is that why you turned the lights down just now? Okay.
You hear that jazz coming in?
You like jazz?
Okay.
So I read this. I read this thing. That said, the next time you meet somebody, instead of spending the whole time trying to like make sure that they like you, spend the time trying to figure out if you like them. And it hit me really hard because I feel like I do that a lot. When I meet people, mm-hmm. I'm focused on like make them like me. Like how I want them to think
like
positive.
Sell yourself.
Yeah, I want them to think positive of me after we're done. You don't?
I don't know how it is where it's like if somebody goes, how do you say garage? You say garage or gear, and then you're like,
you just have to like stop and think.
You can't remember the way you say it.
Garage.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
You say it like without the A, like you say garage.
Garage. Garage.
I told you it'd get deep.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like it's that same concept in my head is like now I'm second guessing what I actually do when I meet people. But I think
I thought we would all be the same. We want people to like us, right? Like innately, I do for sure.
I think that's a basic human trait. But I know from my dating that
what we call it.
Anyway,
the way you do it, everyone likes you.
Exactly. But so I know that like no matter what, I'm gonna have fun on the date because I'm fun. And so it doesn't necessarily, I'm not thinking about the other person having fun, but because I'm focused on me having fun, they're having fun, we're both having fun, I go home.
But you definitely, when you told me that, like as I was starting to go out in the dating world and I thought I was really going to get to practice that and then it didn't really happen. But like, I do think that's probably the healthiest thing I've ever heard. Like you know, it's good. Like when I've gone on like the two dates I've gone on, I am dreading it the whole time. Cause I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Like what? I don't want to do those. If you were a tree.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to do those things, but also you guys know me, my mouth is real bad. So, and my brain is real dark.
Right.
So I don't want to show them that too quick.
Sometimes you can add a little bit, just add a little spice, and it's funny and great.
That's my gear, though, and that's what I'm afraid. I would not want to show anybody that.
Not all of it immediately, no.
But I don't know how to not.
But you can do a little.
How do you not? So that leads me to kind of answering your question. I don't think we're the same. Because
really?
When you've seen me meet people, like you've seen me meet new clients and things. I mean, I'm pretty abrasive.
True.
Yeah. And I'm not doing it to try to be like, woo, I'm slacker. I'm just like Dave, like here, I'm going to say his full name, Dave Donahoe. he owned Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. The first time we all went out for drinks together, the salespeople, our general manager, literally put hands on me going, what are you doing? Because I went at him like hard. Like I was insulting him like he was the worst person on earth. Because that's what I do. Like, if I like you, if I'm being nice to you, I probably don't like you. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You people who text into the show and go, you're so mean to Aaron, you're so mean to Tiak, it's like, trust me, if I wasn't, this would not be good.
Right, yeah. And I think we feel that too. That it's like we've reached a certain pinnacle where he's like, he's mean to us.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's what's weird about me is like, if I'm not trying to get you to like me, I'm just trying to see if you can tolerate the venom that comes out of my mouth. That's more what I do.
Really? So it is just me then. I guess I'm just insecure because when I said this, I had this conversation with my wife. And I said, you know, when you meet someone, spend the time trying to figure out if you like them instead of trying to like make them like you.
And she's like,
she goes, what are you talking about?
That's what we all do.
Yeah. She said, what are you talking about? Was what she said to me.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's what she does. Is she does it, I guess, the right way.
Intuitively.
It's just like, well, do I like this person? Or where me, it's like, I don't even need to get to know you. I want, when this is done and we go our separate ways, if you're the cashier at whatever store I'm at or whatever, I want them to just be like, that was a nice guy.
You care?
Yeah. So what's wrong with me? Why?
I think that's a bad thing. It's fine to care. To me, it's just not like my first thought. It's like what happens afterwards kind of thing. Like I'm not at the cashier. I'm going to ask them how they're...
I'm not saying I dismiss them.
No.
But I don't.
I'm going to ask them if they're having a good day and then I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. And I know that I was nice and that was it.
But if it's a date, I'm going to be a little, I mean, I'm definitely, there's levels to it. Like if I'm on a date, I'm going to be different than I am with the cashier at Walmart.
Yeah.
I do want them to, like, I do have an end goal with the date.
Well, if you're nice enough, either way.
I have slept with 700 Walmart clerks. No, I just, this is a fascinating conversation to me because I think people are already texting in that I'm a narcissist, right? Which I probably am. But I do think I need to know.
But here's the thing. So, yes, I agree that you are. But in this situation... Hold on. But in this situation, I also kind of think that T-Hack is because all he cares about is being liked. That's also narcissistic, is it not?
It is.
And we all are to some extent.
Yeah. And there's people that I know that I don't like, but I still want them to like me.
What?
Interesting.
Like I have that feeling. It's innate in me.
What?
I can't be like, oh, who cares? I hate that. It's like,
if you don't like them, but you need them to like you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I need help. I need big time help.
Please text in. The text line is now 303-222-5423. I need to know if I'm weird or you're weird.
Yeah, I can't.
That's not right.
Who's alone? Who of us are alone? There's other people like me, right?
There are definitely other people like you, but to that extent, like if you don't like that person, why are they worth your oxygen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are they worth your mental capacity?
Yes. I don't know. Is it like Aaron said, I think it's maybe a weird backwards narcissism. I'm just doing it wrong. I'm such a bad narcissist.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.